USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. has reached an agreement with Mexico and Canada.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs or major tariffs.
Addressing a realtors convention in Washington, D.C. on Friday, the president says this will help pave the way for the completion of a new North American free trade deal. Severe weather is threatening the nation's midsection heading into the weekend. The National Weather Service says a line of powerful thunderstorms packing large hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes will stretch from South Dakota all the way down to Texas. As many as 50 million people could be in the path of the potentially dangerous storms. And your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow ended down 100 points to close at 25,763. The NASDAQ lost 82. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use Pronamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth, and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
A school staffer is being credited for potentially stopping a school shooting in Portland, Oregon on Friday. According to officers, a staffer at Park Rose High School saw someone armed with a gun approaching the school just before noon and wrestled the suspect to the ground. Police say no one was injured and there are no other suspects at large. There are calls for a boycott of the state of Alabama because of its new abortion law. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The law signed this week bans virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest. Now the controller in the state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, says he's advising that state's $52 billion pension fund to pull any money it's invested in Alabama companies.
Because it's a theocracy. It's not based on scientific fact. The only thing that can offset that, in my experience, is money.
Meanwhile, the Colorado Secretary of State's calling for a boycott, and she's banned her staff from official travel to the state because of that new law.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold. You can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies. Kids can also have like lack of sleep, fatigue, trouble at school.
So what can you do to avoid some of the most intense allergic reactions?
Well, the best thing to do is to start early. So you want to prep, you know, and start taking your medications 2 weeks before allergy season starts.
Take it before?
Yes, 2 weeks before your body starts to create this reaction. There are nasal steroids, which are really the first line of treatment. There's also other drugs, antihistamines. You can get allergy shots, immunotherapy. But you can work with an allergist to create a plan. And then there's practical things. So close your windows, use your air conditioner, make sure that you wash your clothes, your hair, your body after you come inside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.